All right, we're on to the superintendent's employment contract, and I would like to address the group that's here and say that the only changes in the contract that we're looking at tonight for approval there are two changes other than what had been presented at our public hearing on the contract, and that is the addition of Dr. Hayworth's name, which had not been in the contract previously, and also that he will not be have an allowance for a cell phone, but will be using the corporation cell phone and laptop. So those are the only changes.
I move to approve.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, Ms. Patel has moved to approve the superintendent's employment contract, and Mr. Lauder seconded.
Could I make a comment?
Certainly.
Okay, thank you very much. First, I will be voting yes on the employment of Dr. Robert Hayworth as our next superintendent of the Leawood County School Corporation. Now, I do want to make it clear that my remarks that follow are in no way against any candidate or against any of my fellow board members. However, I do feel that I should share some of my thoughts to explain my concerns, some of which I've already explained before. It has to do with process and how we, as your board, in my opinion, could have done a little bit better job. I would not go into a lot of details. I feel my concerns were pretty well documented in an article written by Sue Laughlin on May 23rd. But in general, I think the process was shortchanged when an offer was made on May 11th before any references were called, without a visit to the candidate's community, without the candidate meeting anyone in our school corporation or any of our community stakeholders, or even visiting any of our schools or other buildings. I thought it was imperative for us as a board to complete our due diligence in a thorough and systematic manner, but in my opinion, we failed to do that. The board over the past few years has used the word transparency to describe our work, yet there is very little transparency in this process besides a survey. There was never a question that the board was ultimately picking the next superintendent, but we could have had meet and greet sessions with community stakeholders in the second round of interviews. In fact, Mr. Lee, Dr. Goller, and Dr. Tanous were scheduled to meet with the three finalists, but that did not occur due to Dr. Tanous being unavailable to meet with two of the finalists due to a scheduling conflict. The meet and greets were never rescheduled. This is all that I will say about the process, and I will not speak of the process again, as we do need to move forward. Another issue that I do wish to address is the concerns expressed by the VCTA in their letter that they presented to us on May 21st with, I believe, approximately 45 billing representative signatures. In part, they were led to believe through emails to them as early as April 25th and then April 30th that they would have some involvement with at least their president meeting the final candidates, not just the meet and greet of the one successful candidate, but this did not happen. We, along with our new superintendent, have a lot of work to do in regaining their confidence and trust. The VCTA and all of our employee groups have been strong partners with the board and superintendent for the past 20 years. I give a lot of credit to those partnerships and Dr. Tanous for the ongoing success in every area of the Leawood County School Corporation. Since the hearing or meeting on May 31st, I've had a number of questions asked of me regarding the compensation package. In the interest of transparency, I want to address the compensation amounts for the new superintendent's contract advertised and then presented at the meeting or hearing on May 31st. I do not want taxpayers to be surprised by the amounts if they look at Gateway in the coming years, and it appears that some of this is not made as clear as we could have made it. According to the figures supplied by Mr. Mays, as I understand them, the first year for the new superintendent would show a Gateway compensation of $218,730 with an additional $34,871 being items not included in the Gateway compensation amount. The second year may be as much as $246,192, reported to Gateway with approximately an additional 19,000 in items not included in Gateway. The third year may be as much as $249,192 reported to Gateway with approximately an additional 19,000 in items not included in Gateway. The second and third year Gateway amounts are assuming that the superintendent will sell back 20 days of unused vacation days per year. The superintendent's base salary may also increase in years two and three by a percentage equal to any increase that's agreed to with the teachers. I do want to let you know that last week, Dr. Hayworth and I had a one-on-one conversation for more than 1.5 hours. I felt it was very helpful to both of us, and we covered a lot of topics and a lot of issues. Dr. Hayworth has indicated that he will listen and watch all of the great things that we have in Vigo County. He has indicated that he values the greatness of the Vigo County School Corporation, our employees, students, and community, and all that our current superintendent has accomplished. I look forward to working with Dr. Hayworth and my fellow board members to maintain the greatness and improve where we can. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Lockhart.
I have something to say.
Mr. Burks.
Yes. Good evening to everyone there. I think in terms of, I want to say that I made some statements at the last board meeting in reference to the process. I stand by that today. Also, I had a meeting with Dr. Hayworth today. I thought it was a good meeting. I thought it was a genuine. I thought that he listened and I listened. I think that the most important thing that I want to happen is that this community heals and we go forward and do what is best for our students. So I will be voting yes also tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Burks. Are there any other comments from the board members? Okay, I have a motion and a second. Don't I? Yes. She looked at me like, really? Could I roll call, please?
Ms. Patel?
Aye.
Mr. Burks?
Aye.
Mr. Lauder?
Aye.
Mrs. Pearson?
Aye.
Mr. Lockhart?
Aye.
Mr. Sheehan? Mrs. Lauer?
Aye. Thank you very much.